Hey, you guys, welcome back to the Content Conversations Podcast, episode 23. We're going to be talking about using analytics to create a more profitable business. But before we get started, we'd love to introduce ourselves so you know which voice is to which name. My name is Grace, and I am a wedding photographer.
And I'm Connor, and I am a copywriter.
We have been friends now for the past 10 years. We started this podcast back in January, and we have just been loving it. We can't believe we're already on episode 23. It's so much fun. It's crazy.
It is fun.
We're having a blast. I'm excited about this topic today because it's something that I think a lot of us creatives actually struggle with because we're creative, right? We don't want to, we're not math people. We're not analytical.
We don't deal with numbers.
We're not like, you know, we're the ones who hire somebody else to do our taxes, or we just like cry every day of doing our taxes.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if anybody loves doing their taxes, but some people do actually. I mean, I've heard some people like doing their taxes.
Those people are unicorns.
I am not one of those people. So anyways, but however, you have to be able to know if what you're doing for your business
You've got to look at your analytics.
And so we're going to be talking about like why you should be looking at your analytics, what you should be looking for, and kind of get into the nitty-gritty of that. So why analytics are important. I mean, we spend all this time just thinking about all this social strategy, all of this blogging strategy, all this marketing. We spend so much time putting an effort into that, but do we know if it's working? Do we know if it's actually something that's making us money? Not just like, oh, I got 100 likes on it. No, is it making you money? Are these people booking you? Or is it these, you know, are they going to your site and buying your products? These are the questions that really need to be answered.
Yeah.
And your analytics are really what's going to help with that. You got to know what's working and what's not working, because you don't want to be putting time and effort into something that's your people aren't caring about, or that your people aren't really even like.
Yeah, imagine
noticing.
Like putting so much time and effort into planning out your Instagram feed only to find out that none of it's working. Like, at that point, what do? You just continue doing it blindly,
right?
Or do you like, no, I need to figure out what's working? I mean, most people wouldn't want to just continue doing that blindly.
Yeah,
because it takes a lot of effort to put your website together, to plan out on Instagram. So
exactly,
you want to make sure it's doing what it's supposed to be doing.
You want to be sure it's doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Yes.
I don't know why I just repeated it, but
because it's important.
Because it's a great statement that needs to be said twice.
Yes, absolutely.
So what should you look for? Number one thing is your demographics, which is who is your audience. And this is what you can find this on Instagram. You can find this even on your website and Squarespace as well, where they're coming from, who they are. If you go to your Instagram, I'm going to be going to mine right here just so I can tell you correctly. You hit the button with three bars up in the right corner and go to insights. And there's a section that says audience, you know, who, how many followers you have, where their location is, their age range, and their gender. And you say, wow, do I really need to know this? Yes. Yes, you do need to know this. You should be posting different things. If, like for us, 80% of our followers are women, and they're in the ages of 25 to 34. This is for our photography business.
You said how much? 85?
80.
80%
is women. So we're not going to be like posting a bunch of masculine things on our website or
so
our
you
Instagram.
Post will be you want to target women more.
We're wanting to target women more because, I mean, we're targeting brides more. Brides are usually more involved in the planning and in photography in general. And so, I mean, we definitely believe that the groom should not be left out in a wedding. But also at the same time, realistically looking at our analytics right
she's
here.
She's probably the one who's going to be like
she's
making
the one.
That decision.
She's kind of like the final answer to that. So,
and even if it's not the bride, it's probably the mother of
the
bride.
Mother. Exactly. So, I mean, our age is 25 to 35. That's the, I mean, and when you think about that, then again, we're not going to be posting like most stuff for 18-year-olds, we're going to be posting a little bit more mature. These women who are getting married, they're probably 25 to 35. They're more established in their job. They're not like, they haven't just graduated from college. They've been in a job for about 3 years, something like that. You know, so we're not going to be, again, talking about college stuff. We're going to be we're going to be targeting all of our content towards these people. And so those are the demographics. Who is your audience? We do want to definitely come out with an episode in the future about how to create, figuring out who your ideal client really is. And so if you're interested in that, let us know. And we want to be sure that it's an episode that you actually want to listen to. So,
and how do you find your, like, putting out your ideal client, what that looks like?
Exactly.
Number two, where are they coming from? Do they come in from the web or from mobile or tablet? This applies more to your web analytics, mm-hmm. or your website. And if you have, you know, like Squarespace or Showit or Wix or Weebly, like one of those web builders, I know for a fact Squarespace shows you all the analytics.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll actually tell you, like, where these people are coming from. You know, they're coming in, you know, mostly from mobile.
Mm-hmm.
You actually go a step further in. Are they coming in from iOS, which would be iPhone, or are they coming in from Android? Mm-hmm. So if you really needed to know that information, you could. But you can also, I mean, we had an episode, we just recorded an episode about why your website has to be mobile friendly.
Yeah.
And we'll link that in the show notes. That talks about, like, you know, find out where your people are coming from. Where is your audience at? And you can find that out through the analytics on your website.
And that episode is episode 18, but we'll link it in our show notes for sure.
So, so just know where they're coming from so mm-hmm. that you can kind of gear your content towards those people.
Exactly. And also in that sense of where they're coming from, also where do they live? Because... So our people, most of our followers on Instagram live in Dallas, and the second one is San Antonio. And for our website, I believe Dallas is number one as well. So this applies both to website and social, not just mm-hmm. social. But it's helpful, especially with social media. And then it's also helpful for your blog posts on your website to know where to tag and where to do those keywords and stuff. Mention Dallas, mention Fort Worth, and the San Antonio ones. Say San Antonio wedding photographer a couple times. You know, those types of things is really going to help you. If you're in the Dallas area, you know, I know my followers are in Dallas. So say, hey, we're headed to Dallas. What coffee shop should we go to on an Insta story? The majority of our followers from Dallas. So they're going to be like, oh my goodness, I know exactly what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking about that in your content of creating that is so good. And how you find that out is through your analytics,
mm-hmm.
is looking at that.
And that's especially important if you are a local business. So mm-hmm. like for Grace, I mean, you guys will travel pretty much anywhere, but right. most of the weddings that you shoot are in the DFW area right. and of course the Hill Country area,
yeah.
which is San Antonio and the surrounding areas.
Mm-hmm.
So the work that I do, I can do it online.
Yeah.
So I can do it anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have to necessarily meet them in person. You can do Skype. I can do FaceTime.
Right.
So where they're coming from maybe doesn't, not that it doesn't matter, but it's yeah. not quite as important to me as it might be to Grace. So the analytics that are important to your business really depends on what your business is. And that's up, like, you'll have to decide, like, you know, I need to know these specific things mm-hmm. In order to make my business more successful.
That's a really good point.
Another thing, talking about where they're coming from, know if they're coming from, like, and you can find this out, like, through your website. So if, like, you were running a promotion or you have a landing, like, a really quick landing page on your website, or you're running something, like, really specific,
mm-hmm.
you can find out where those people are coming from. They come in from Facebook. They come from Instagram. That's important because then you know what is working.
Yeah.
So if you're running some ads on Facebook or you were doing some organic advertising on Instagram, you'll know, like, how many people are coming in from those mediums, and you can kind of double down on them or maybe pull back.
That's a really, really good point. That's, like, a super, super helpful thing to know, especially yeah. if you're doing sponsored posts. Like, if you're putting money into these marketing things, you have got to look at the analytics.
Yeah.
And I do want to also mention you can't just look at the analytics like once a year.
Yeah.
You've got to do it consistently. I know one thing we did for our Instagram page was I was really trying to make it look really pretty, you know, and do like detailed photos and flower pictures and all that kind of stuff. But those photos were not getting a lot of interaction at all. Like, they would get half the amount of interaction as the ones of the bride and groom.
Mm-hmm.
Smiling, looking at the camera, having a moment. So we started just doing people in our photos. We do some detail pictures now, but for a while we were just doing smiling faces, and the interactions went like crazy. It totally made our Instagram page just, the engagement was much higher. So it's looking at those things: what's working, what's not working, what's getting an engagement, and what do your followers or people on your website want to see.
Yeah, like what content do people like? What do they not like? You know, and speaking of faces, like I was just looking at my analytics and like what had the most engagement over the past year. And out of the first like 9 photos, 6 of them have people in them.
Yeah.
Over the past year.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that does work in general. Typically, people like to see other people. I think from an emotional standpoint, that helps.
For sure.
But it's also helpful for Grace to know so that she could kind of update her strategy.
Yeah.
It's helpful for me to know so I can update my strategy. Exactly. So figure out what kind of, like, what do people want? Because your social media, like we've said 1,000 times, is all about providing value. So make sure you know what people want to see and what they don't want to see.
Exactly.
So that you can make sure you're providing that value to them.
Yep, so true. So if you weren't convinced to do analytics before, I hope you're convinced now.
Oh, one last thing I'll mention. To see the analytics on Facebook and Instagram, you have to have a business account.
Oh, very good thing to mention.
It is free to get a business account, and it's super easy to set up.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. But you can't see analytics unless you have a business account.
Yes, and they're super helpful, and I honestly think it's so worth it to be on a business account. I know that's kind of a controversial topic. Some people are like, no, always fire smell. But I mean, you can kind of.
Maybe we'll talk about that in an episode.
That's a great idea. Thank you so much for joining us, you guys. You can go to our Instagram and Facebook pages and accounts, Content Conversations Podcast. You'll be able to see the show notes and kind of get all the links and stuff from there on our website, contentcombospodcast.com.
Take a few moments today to leave us a review on iTunes.
Yes.
We would greatly appreciate it. We'd love to hear from you.
For sure. But besides that, thanks for joining us, and we'll continue this conversation next week.